Welcome to another midweek message from Meyerstown Church of the Brethren. I am Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. And I titled this message, Walking in the Light. And I want to open by sharing some words from the 119th Psalm, the 105th through 112th verses. And this is the New International Version. Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. I have taken an oath and confirmed it, that I will follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, Lord, according to your word. Accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth and teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. The wicked have set a snare for me, but I've not strayed from your precepts. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. One thing I've noticed as I've gotten older is an inability to see clearly while driving at night. Those headlights coming toward me almost look like stars. And if it rains, it's like someone shining a bright light in my eyes. Driving at night, I sometimes feel disoriented, and I really don't enjoy it and try to avoid it. Thankfully, the light we have as Christians isn't disorienting. We've been given a wonderful light, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which has shined into our darkness. This light is a guiding light, a light to guide our feet and shine on the path of our lives. Shortly before his suffering, Jesus told his disciples, "Walk while you have the light, before darkness overtakes you. Whoever walks in the dark does not know where they're going. Believe in the light while you have the light, so that you may become children of light." Are you walking in darkness? Yeah, knowing the times that we're in, it's much too easy, I think, to fall into darkness, into depression, frustration, self-pity, and fear. Have you been walking in darkness? God invites us to walk in the light. To walk in the light means to walk in the goodness and grace of God, living a life that's reflective of the Savior, and walking in a manner worthy of the gospel. The Apostle John tells us that God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. And if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we've not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. His word, God's word, is the key. The psalmist got it right. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. God's word is light. If we're going to find the light that leads to life, we need to be in God's word. God's word revealed in Scripture and through our study of Scriptures together in Christian community. But more than just knowing the word, we must absorb it. Psalmist offers to God willing praise and then invites God to teach me your laws, he says. For to walk in God's light, we must be willing students. Psalmist says he took an oath and confirmed it. I will follow your righteous laws. Not just knowing God's word and absorbing it. If we're to walk in God's light, we must apply his word. As a teacher, you know when a student has truly learned when you see them applying some knowledge or skill without your guidance. That knowledge or skills become part of who they are. When God's word becomes part of us, then it provides light for the path on which we walk. In Psalm 119, verses 109 and 110, the psalmist confesses his struggle with always being able to walk in God's light. Sometimes he falls back into self-dependency. I constantly take my life in my hands, he says. And he's always faced with temptation. The wicked has set a snare for me. I think we all can identify. Yet the psalmist also says, even in the struggles of life, he remembers God's law and has not strayed from God's precepts. In the struggles of life, he commits himself to still walk in the light of God's word. We can walk in God's light in the midst of our life struggles, but it takes a commitment to always keeping his word as our guiding light for living. And that's the commitment the psalmist makes. Your statutes are my heritage forever. They are the joy of my heart, he says. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. Walking in the light is a lifetime commitment. But on the journey, we'll find that in keeping God's word and making it a part of us, we also will find a joy and a peace that the world cannot give. So does your life sometimes feel like you're blinded by glaring headlights? You feel disoriented and uncertain of where you're going. Get your eyes on the true light that leads to life. The light that we have as Christians isn't disorienting. We've been given a wonderful light, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which has shined into our darkness. This light is a guiding light, a light to guide our feet and to shine on the path of life. Walk into Christ's light. Walk in the light of God's word and live. There's a wonderful African-American spiritual in our hymnal, number 546. It's entitled, Guide My Feet. I want to close today with its words. Very simple words. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race. Guide my feet while I run this race, for I don't want to run this race in vain. Subsequent verses follow a similar pattern. Hold my hand, for I don't want to run this race in vain. Stand by me, for I don't want to run this race in vain. I'm your child, for I don't want to run this race in vain. Search my heart, for I don't want to run this race in vain. May God's word guide your feet and light your path. Walk in Christ's light. Walk in the light of God's word and live. Amen. On the print version of this message, I've included a link to a recording of that spiritual, Guide My Feet. Just copy and paste that link into your browser and you'll be able to hear this wonderful spiritual. Hope you have a good rest of your week and hope to see you on Sunday. God bless.